Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, Yahweh fulfilled what he had spoken through Jeremiah the prophet. He moved Cyrus to issue a decree and send it in writing to be read aloud throughout the empire. This is the decree of Cyrus, the king of Persia. Yahweh, God of heaven, has made me ruler over the whole world and has given me the charge of building a temple for him in Judah, in Jerusalem. And may God be with all of those of you who are his people. Go up to Jerusalem and rebuild Yahweh's temple, Yahweh, the God of Israel, who is to be worshipped in Jerusalem. If any of those of his people who are in exile need assistance to return, then their neighbors are to give them whatever help they need. They're to provide them with silver, gold, supplies, beasts of burden, and also offerings to present in the temple of God in Jerusalem. Well, this is quite amazing, because Jeremiah had said that after 70 years, Judah were to return. And of course, they were captives in Babylon and then Persia. And now the king of Persia says, right, you Jews, you can go home. Go back to your land where you came from, at least where your fathers came from. Rebuild the temple, and I will arrange everything that you need. Now, this is amazing, because who would do this, to take people captive, as happened with Daniel and the others who were taken captive, and then to turn around and say, it's okay, return to your homeland or to the homeland of your fathers, and I'll give you whatever you need. It's fantastic. So the prophecies were full of commandments. Flee from Babylon. Leave Babylon. Go back. Rebuild the land. Rebuild the temple. I will be with you. But do you know what? The majority of the Jews didn't respond. They didn't want this help. It was really so sad. Most of them stayed there in Persia. It's like the call has come to us to leave this world, because we're told also, come out from among them and don't touch the unclean thing, and I'll be with you, God says. And yet most people want to remain in this world rather than join us on the journey to Jerusalem, to Zion. Cyrus gave them back the bowls and cups that King Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the Jerusalem temple and had put in the temple of his gods. He handed them to Midrath, the chief of the treasury, who made a list of them for Sheshbazzar, the governor of Judah. In all, there were 5,400 gold and silver bowls and other articles, which Sheshbazzar took with him when he and the exiles returned from Babylon to Jerusalem. So then, these gold vessels were the ones that Belteshazzar had used that night when he was mocking God, really. And then the writing appeared on the wall, and the Medes under Darius the Mede came and took the city from him. So you see the amazing hand of God in human history. It's really amazing how God fulfills his word, what God says he will do. And yet you see that he also doesn't force people. And he didn't force anybody here.